Doctrine, What Christians Should Believe, by Mark Driscoll and Gary Brashears. This audio recording was produced in 2010 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this audiobook may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This production was recorded by arrangement with Mark Driscoll and Gary Brashears, and was originally published in English as Doctrine, What Christians Should Believe, copyright 2010 by Mark Driscoll and Gary Brashears. All rights reserved. Please visit ChristianAudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 1. Trinity. God is. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven, God the Father, said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Deep longings pervade the human heart. We long for selfless, trustworthy, unending love from someone we can trust to be faithful and helpful. We long for unity within the great diversity of humanity, some means by which we can live in peace and oneness that benefits each of us. We long for communication, from face-to-face conversations to the proliferation of modern technology created for the purpose of letting us know others and be known by them, and have a seemingly insatiable passion to speak and be spoken to.